Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Big Brother Show. It's the Rad Reality Show. Welcome. This is the show for the fans. We are going to let the fans talk about it, and the fans are going to be no past house guests tonight. No. You know, this is what the fans have on their mind. You can call in. You can call in and talk to fans, and we're going to talk spoilers. We're going to talk feeds. We're going to be talking about what's going on the television show. We're going to talk about what's going on. So if you live in the West Coast, sorry, but if you're a super fan like most of us, you already know what's going on. Tonight it was kind of fun though seeing it. But tonight is the night for you, the super fan. And I'm trying to find a song that's with. Give me a second, and we're going to kick it off. I got a new person going to join the team tonight to talk. It's going to be interesting. We got some past favorites. We got some new people that have been joining our show for the past few weeks. And we're going to talk. We're going to bring up fans. We're going to bring up – but you know what? Let's get ready for this show.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
This year. What a game so far. And let me go ahead and bring up the people that's on the phone lines that are going to be part of the show tonight. Again, I wanted to do some real quick plugs for the show. Monday night, Michelle Costa and me at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. On Tuesday night, it's the Rad Reality Show. We'll talk Big Brother plus other guests. I was asked by a bad girl to maybe call in one night this soon. So, hey, we have that. And then also, Thursday night, the round table, Cowboy calls in every Thursday night, and we have a bunch of past house guests for that. So you always have some great shows going on here. Also, don't forget the BB Hour on Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 p.m., I believe. They're switching Saturday shows, so we'll explain that. I do have a first-time person on the phone. It's the one and only Freaky Mom.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, Freaky Mom, you are going to join us here on Sunday nights especially because I want a mother point of view. I want a person that lives – I want a person that, you know, leaves their husband and watches Big Brother and everything. So this is a point of view. And then we also will have – let me get the rest of the people up here on the phone lines that will be here throughout. Paul from Minnesota. He's the old man prospect of the show. Right, Paul?
Paul.
I'm joking.
Hi, guys.
I'm playing around. Okay, let me bring up the next one. And then Deb joins us every – she joins us on Thursday night, too. Deb, what are you? What prospect do you –
I would tread very carefully there. No.
I was trying to figure out. I'm going to bring up Zach. Zach, you can join us tonight. Zach's kind of like this person that's in Alaska, so I don't think he even lives in the United States. Oh, no. I might lose you guys, too, so if I lose you guys, just continue the show. But tonight we're going to talk 100%. Zach, you're going to say, hey.
Hello, everyone.
We are going to talk about the show, and just to let you know, I do have some rain, and it sounds like So when I have rain, I lose the internet. So, yes, refresh, and everything. And somebody has the show turned up, so can't turn it up. Okay, where do we start? There's so much to talk about. Does anybody want to start something? I mean, I'll let you guys throw it first.
You want us to start something? Like, the feeds are kind of crappy this year, but that's... I don't know what everybody else thinks, but to me, they're bad.
No, I don't want to talk technology-wise.
Okay, technology-wise.
No tech talk. What do you think about the cast? Anybody? Throw it out. Paul, jump.
I'm sorry, but no tech talk, no talky from Paulie.
Okay, I can take care of that.
No,
really
no, no, I'm playing back with you, Ron. At any rate,
only have an hour, so we got to keep it going tonight, guys.
Okay, talk about the Saboteur. Rich threw that up.
But no, let's talk about the cast first. Paul, talk about the cast. Okay. What do you think?
All right. I had preconceptions before they came on. Many of them have changed, and I also have changed my feelings about who the Saboteur can be, but we can talk about that later. I was pleasantly surprised by Monet. I thought I would hate her right off the bat, and I really
She's
don't.
Pleasant. She's pleasant. She's quiet.
She is, she's a
yeah, honestly, I think she is too, personally, and everything. Deb, what do you think about the cast?
Well, it's interesting because like Paul said, okay, I hear myself. Somebody
yeah, has to turn down their speakers. You cannot have the speakers on in the same room.
That's why I plug my headphones in and put them to the side.
Yeah. I don't want to hear myself in my own head. I went in liking some people, and I've kind of changed my mind about some of them, and some of them are, there's not really anybody that I can say, even to this point, that I dislike, you know? It's still too early for me.
I agree, and I 100% agree. There is not really one person.
Can I
say that the cast is kind of slobbish? They are the messiest freaks I've ever seen. I mean, as a mom, I'm like, come on, people. You can throw away your trash. I mean, the table, the center table, past house guests have picked up those dishes and put them away or washed them. They are leaving them on the table and eating around them. I have not seen them eat around the table together. The bathroom is a dump.
I guess I am in that house. I am right. Zach, what do you think about the cast?
I really like Kristen. I think she's going to be my new best friend when we go to Vegas. But unlike everyone else, I really don't like Brendan. Like, he really drives me crazy.
Yeah.
What?
I like Brendan. I like Brendan.
Well, see, you know, no offense to you, but I think that you like him because you're a female. And to me, he's like all eye candy for females, but he's got the personality of a wooden plank.
No, feeling about Brendan has nothing to do with him being cute or anything like that. I think he's smart.
Yeah, and why would I think he's eye candy either? I mean, I like him too. And honestly, and it's not because he's hooked up with Rachel. It's because I really think they're cool together. And anybody that would like to jump on the train of the Brendan and Rachel train, jump on the train. I was the first person, I think, to said they were going to be a couple and everything. So, I mean.
Well, the only thing about that showman thing is that Rachel said on the feeds, or told them that she would save Brendan if she won the POV. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's
I mean, So, I mean, you somebody you've met, been known for a week, you would sacrifice yourself for that person? No.
Okay.
I mean, I like Rachel. I still like
her. Let's talk about a twist and the whole thing. Okay. I have two scenarios, and I know some of you guys are going to probably shoot me down for them. But, okay, first of all, house past house guests, maybe knowing people in the house, is there a reason why? Yes, I think there is. Ronnie says he knows the person in the house. Janelle says she knew the 14th person that didn't get in the house.
Actually, that wasn't even the 14th person that she knew, by the way. That girl wasn't.
Chelsea actually did do an interview, and there was a 14th interview.
No, but what I'm saying is the one that Janelle knew of was not that 14th house guest. It was a completely different person.
Okay, so what I want to know is that if that 14th person is still going to come into play somehow, is that...
No. No, she left. She's gone.
Did any of you guys...
No, she's gone, but I have a feeling past house guests know people in the house. Deb, I know you know people in the cast just like I do, but I don't think they will tell us if they did know somebody, and I think there's swore secrecy, and I just think there's so many similarities in these people, and I think within the house there's some people that know each other. And I know I saw some tweets from people that said, "Oh, you know, listen to Julie. No one knows each other. You know, they've done that before." But
did you guys see Steven's Twitter from I think it was like yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, see, I did, or I didn't see it, but I was told by Paul. And yeah.
Talking about how he's going to go be helping a relative or something, helping a relative out.
Yeah, I don't know if that
but
was
the one you're talking about.
Yeah, see, I mean, Lane, if you look close to Lane, he does kind of favor Steven a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you look close to Ninzo, he kind of favors Howie a little bit. I'm just saying. Yeah, look at him closely. I know you know Howie pretty well, but look at his face closely. And then put up Howie's face.
You're the only one that sees that, Ryan. I think you need
glasses.
No! There's some other people.
I think you're reaching. I think you're reaching
with
that. These are not relatives of house guests.
I agree with the room. Mm-hmm. Maybe the fish are related to last year's fish.
No, I wasn't the one actually that said that first. Somebody else
maybe
said
it was last year's fish.
That's why they died. They already killed
three
fish.
Yeah, they died because they were fish from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think let me put it out there. I don't think any of these house guests are related to past house guests. Let me just throw that out there.
Yeah, as one of my friends said, you remember we had the challenge in Big Brother 9 where they said that the animals in the house were a pre-existing couple. Someone said that the two related people in the house this year are probably the fish.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
yep.
And I know I'm just throwing out subjects, you know, stuff that I throw out may not be the views of my real views. I'm just saying what I see on Twitter and stuff. So just to let you guys know, okay? So, I mean, you don't think they would bring in, I threw this out on Twitter today, or yesterday actually, and Deb, I know you tweeted against back at it. Maybe there's two people that know each other because one is the saboteur and one is playing to help the house guest. What do you guys think about that?
I would say the only
opinion, so.
I would say the only possibility in my mind. I first of all, I don't think there are any people that know each other that closely. They actually a few of them were at some convention where they were mutually at, but they don't know each other. The only possibility I can see is between Kristen and Andrew.
Kristen and Andrew, like, what are they? Friends, or?
I think that's possibility is, but I don't know. It's.
What about Reagan and Matt? Maybe brothers?
No.
I saw that in the chat room.
I don't think there's any of that personally, but I'll let everybody
else.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Everybody
I don't
else,
either. I agree with Paul.
Everybody else can have fun with that, and I think it is fun to speculate, and we do that every year about if people know each other. But I think it was just to get in their head that the saboteur said that there were lifelong friends in there, just to mess
right.
with their heads. That's the purpose. And let me address this damn have-not room. That, I think, anybody from last season would much rather have that than what they went through, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Hey, let me bring a caller
I
up.
I easily sleep on those lounge chairs, and it just...
But they didn't really have... They didn't have the stinky factor
yeah.
last year like they had this year.
They certainly played it up in tonight's episode, but I have not heard on the feeds people complaining about the smell in there. Have you?
I haven't heard it on the feeds, but
I
that
know,
doesn't mean it doesn't stink.
That's the point. If they really were bothered by the smell, we'd still be hearing somebody constantly talking about it, you know, 4 or 5 days later. I mean, this was like
they knew
that they went in there and complained about the smell. They have not said anything on the feeds.
But they could have gotten used to the smell. You know how you
kind
of adjust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But last year, remember, the have-not room was really cold, and it was that shiny, silvery, stale, you know what I mean? And they slipped on something hard. I don't know. Would you rather sleep on something hard or a lawn chair?
Lawn chair.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
But the room could stink.
I got a caller. I have a caller on the line that wants to chime in, and we'll give them a chance to chime in on, because that's one thing. I want you guys to call in, and you guys talk, you know, and we'll try to, you know, we can all discuss what you guys have to say. So the number is 347-237-5506. 781.
No.
You're on the line.
Hello. I'm having trouble, Ron. This is Anne-Marie. I can't sign in on the chat room or anything. What a day. But I'm... Hello.
No tech talk. We must talk Big Brother only.
I just have been trying to get in the room, I quit. But I will talk Big Brother. Oh, trust me. I can't stand Kathy. I don't know how she got picked. Did anyone... I mean, she couldn't even go through that. Jeremy went through that stuff.
All right, let me address that, Anne-Marie. If you were able to hear this on the feeds, that night of that competition, she was very sick, and two hours prior, she was on an IV, and she could have even opted out of it. So she was very much weakened to start with. She was very sick.
You don't think she might be the saboteur?
Oh, I think she could be.
Oh, I think she even gave out a hint. I mean, she said, I think the saboteur is a girl. I think trying to take sort of a little of the mark off her, you know, because I in the beginning I thought it was a girl too. But now I really think it's her. I just think it's so obvious.
How many bruises? That's insane. How many bruises she had on her arm? That's just insane.
Yeah,
I don't think she's the saboteur either, personally, just to let you guys
know.
No, I don't think so at all, because first of all, she's not really doing anything to sabotage. And that was two questions I do have to bring up. Bring this one up real quick. Don't be sorry. What I'm trying to say is, one is with Kathy having the background as a cop, could she have done better in tonight's competition? For the ones that didn't see, This is going to be a little spoiled for you. But, you know, she didn't do great in the competition tonight. So that's my first question. And the second question let's first address that. What do you guys think about her as a cop in the competitions?
Terrible.
You think?
I wouldn't want her chasing me. I'd get away.
Well, it's just like Paul said, though. Just like Paul said, though. If she wasn't feeling well, you're not going to do well in a competition. So it doesn't matter how much training you had. or whatever.
Now, Paul,
and we never.
Paul, wait. Paul, you're talking about the first competition, right?
No. The one we saw tonight in the popcorn. The repeat of season 10's competition.
All right. But she could have, if she knew this was for food, she could have bowed out. I wouldn't have, I surely.
She said she could have asked that. And on the feed, she said she didn't even ask that to do that because she's a competitor and she didn't want to take the easy way out. So.
Yeah, but she sacrificed everybody from not eating, and now she's doing the most complaining about it.
Okay. Now, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
We have other callers on the line.
Okay.
Can I
leave
have
me
two
on
more
the
questions
here?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks. Have a good
no
night.
No problem.
Bye, Anne-Marie.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay,
bye,
I do have two more questions for the panel up here. So, okay, the first question is, the saboteur. Okay, I tweeted this tonight too. The saboteur is you know, in there and not really playing to win the game, right? They're playing to sabotage. Do you think if they're on slop, do they go into the diary room and get real food, and then they have to fake like, oh, I'm sick, or what do you guys think about that? Do you think you know Big Brother's going to coach them a little bit, or give them a little help?
Interesting.
With that kind of stuff.
I don't think so. I think you know, even though they're not playing to win the game, you know, if they end up on slop, then they're going to have to, you know, fuck it up and eat the slop.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Wait, Zach. So you telling me if you were only in there to sabotage and you're really not to win the $500,000, you would eat slop? Even if you get $50,000? Because they're not guaranteed to get the $500K at all. We do not know that. We think most of us are that has been Big Brother fan for a long time think they will probably do it. But I mean, why would you eat slop if you're in there
to? You're playing a part, though. They're playing a part. They don't want to be found out.
Yeah, but DR room. Why can't they give them some food?
I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think so either.
I think they had to play along with the same rules as far as that stuff goes.
And you know what? People could smell the food on their breath. If I was playing the game and I suspected somebody and they were on slop and they came around me and I smell like food on their breath, I'd be like, dude, what is up with that?
Yeah.
See, BB Boston just said, I think BB will help in any way possible to their benefit. See, I agree with that statement personally.
Well, I don't disagree that they could be doing that, but as far as the slop part, even if I was only in there halfway, you know, people that go into that house, one thing they always want to do is experience what everybody has been experiencing over the years, and one of them would be to be on slop. So,
right.
If I'm not guaranteed money, I wouldn't want to. If I'm in there because BB said, hey, we have this twist, and you know, and you only have a chance to maybe win some money, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Sorry. I'm gonna go to our next caller, and then I still got some more questions. And if you guys have a question when we don't have a caller up, just throw them out. Or if the chat room, Paul, people that are in the chat room. If you guys see a good question, throw them out there. Jess, you're up on the line. Tell us your opinion real quick, or what do you have to say?
So I think I think Chris is a saboteur because she's really laying low and she's not around at all.
Kristen.
Because you don't see her on the feeds. You don't see her on the episodes. And she really only started playing the game, like, 2 days ago. And she's really freaking out. I also think either Lane and Brittany are engaged or Hayden and Kristen know each other. But I don't know because I didn't hear
Hayden
and Kristen.
No, they do not. Lots of people missed their first conversation. I tried to tweet this to people the other night. It was if they were all by themselves in the cabana room, and they were just starting to get to know each other. Aiden said, I don't know if I can trust you or not. If they were friends, he would never have said that. He then told her something. He said, I'm about to tell you something, and if it gets back to me, I'll know that you said it. Like, I'm going to test you to make sure that you are trustworthy. He would not say that to somebody he already knew.
This is true. But they were in the HOA a couple days ago, and Hayden was like, I just don't want anybody to find out about us.
Right, because he had kind of gone outside of the box as far as his brigade and the people he was talking to, and he started cozying up to her that night in the cabana room, and he kind of, I think, has a little crush on her, to be honest with you, and he started kind of opening up, and that's when he asked her, this is very interesting to me, he said, tell me this, Kristen, if you would happen to win the power of veto, would you take Andrew off the block if he was up there? And she didn't hesitate and said, yes, I certainly would.
See, I don't know. I was watching tonight, and one thing that came through my head is if you were in the house and you did know somebody, even if you were alone, would you really play it off like you knew each other? I mean, I would start to think maybe, you know, you never know when, unless you're in a soundproof room. I mean, I understand what you're going at with Paul, and I do think they knew each other beforehand, but I don't think they knew each other.
Well, I don't think, right, I don't think they're friends. What happened
right,
with their paranoia was that Andrew had figured out, hey, and was telling Matt, hey, remember when we were all at that convention thing and there were a couple of people who weren't. Now, he wasn't talking about Kristen and Hayden. I think he was talking about Hayden and Brendan, because they brought him back up into the room later because they got really paranoid when Matt took that information to them and said, hey, Andrew said this and this and this. That's when Hayden and Kristen got really paranoid because they didn't want to – They were not at the same hotel or vacation, as they call it, as the others, and they didn't want people running around with that information and stuff. But that's where that whole paranoia came from, and then they brought Andrew into the room and kind of explained it to them.
Okay, why would you use the word? And this is I agree with you, Deb, in the situation, but there's one sentence or one comment that they said to each other that kind of made me wonder, why would you say you digged yourself a hole and now you have to get out of it? I mean, if they didn't know each other, if they didn't have no, you know, what hole did they dig? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know where you're coming at, and I kind of feel the same way, is, yeah, you know, maybe there is some connection beforehand because of what you just said, but I still wonder.
The hole is possibly that Kristen really trusts Andrew. Okay, if Kristen was the saboteur and Andrew was everybody's favorite in the house to probably be the saboteur, why wouldn't Kristen want to keep Andrew in the game to deflect any interest off of her? I think that she kind of got Hayden to bring Andrew into their little new side alliance, and they're worried that they're going to be, you know, there's going to be suspicion now that Andrew is kind of, you know, cozied up to them. So that
could
be what.
But you all are assuming that the saboteur and the other person are the relationship that they talked about in the house. That's the angle you're going with, right?
No.
No, okay. Me neither. Mm-mm.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I'm just going with the whole relationship, the relationship rumor.
Yeah, I was thinking you want another way of looking at it is I was just kind of watching carefully. You know, you just watch how people orient themselves around each other. I was watching, it was in the bathroom this morning, I think, was that Brittany, the blonde? She's putting on her makeup, and is his name Lane? I'm sitting there forgetting names. Like, okay, he was in the bathroom. Well, instead of standing in the mirror next to her, like, with space, he was sort of leaning on her, wasn't really talking with her, but was, like, really close to her. So that kind of threw me a little suspiciousness in my way. Like, okay.
That's pretty curious. I just heard if it's the random thing.
If that's Jess, I can't hear her.
Hey, Jess.
We can't
understand you.
Okay, sorry. It's got really quiet. One of my main theories is that Brittany and Lane are engaged. Because
if you look at
each other, it's kind of like Jeff and Jordan, the love factor. So I'm like, okay, and that's my number one theory, and I really hope it's true.
But they're not really like, you know what I mean? They don't try and specifically hang out together a lot.
That could be another factor because they don't want to.
So who did you say?
Wayne
and Brittany.
Okay.
But see, it kind of goes back to like Ron was saying, you know, even if they were alone, would they hide it? And you go back to like Big Brother 6 where we had all these pairs, or even Big Brother 9 when you had like Ryan and Jen. And like if you see it, like when they're alone, it's obvious when people know each other. And I think if you compare those two to the past seasons where you know people knew each other, you can tell a big difference in the way they interact with each other.
Right.
Zach, you got one mission this week, and just to let you know, you got to find us some people that know these people.
All right.
That's your mission. That's your mission for you by Thursday or even tomorrow if you can find. We need to get Carly to call in for tomorrow night to talk about Rachel, because I'd like to know if she knows anybody else in the house that maybe through Rachel and stuff like that. I just want to know this. And maybe they'll be able to tell because they can talk. Jess, you got anything else? I got one more caller that wants to talk. And okay. That was our favorite Jess. Jess BB Love. That is not a Jessie fan. And never say she is because she will kill you.
Thank God.
Hey, I like
that. I wonder if she heard me because she jumped off the line.
I love her even more.
Anyways, if you guys want to call in, and make sure you push 1-347-237-5506. We got a half an hour left, and then the West Coasters have to go watch their show. But let's bring up the next caller, 480. You're up on the Rad Reality Show Big Brother Superfan Talk.
Hey, it's Patrick.
It's Patrick.
Hey, I knew that. I need to give Patrick some theme music.
Wait, Patrick. I got some theme music for you. Ready? You ready? This is for you. Just for you. And this is what I'm going to play whenever you come on the show. In this corner, hailing from Arizona, it's Patrick. In the other corner, from Kansas, it's Kansas. Will we have another fight this week? Will we have another shout-out? It's Patrick versus Kansas. Okay, just joking. go, Patrick. Your turn.
Okay, so I actually, like, strongly disagree with Jess about Jelaine and Brittany connection, because like Zach said, in past seasons, if people knew each other, they would totally talk about it in private, or just like their aura around each other would just be a little more comfortable and stuff. And also, like, I watched all the interviews possible prior to Big Brother starting, and Brittany mentioned her fiance's name at least twice in her interview with Chelsea, and it was not Lane. And I don't think she would have thought it out way in advance to lie about her fiance's name and give him shout-outs and stuff. So, just to, like, throw that
out.
I agree.
Patrick, I have to ask one question.
What's that?
Who's your favorite? Because I want to know if we're on the same team or if we're against each other.
Okay, I have three favorites. I really like Brittany because it seems like she's going to be entertaining and causing drama. I really like Rachel, and I really like Brendan.
Wait, who was the first one?
Brittany, Rachel, and Brendan.
Okay, you like two out of three, okay. But,
okay, I'm going to jump in and interrupt because I like what my lady cat is saying. She said, because I kind of agree with Jess a little bit, and my lady cat said exactly what I was thinking, unless she knew what the twist was before the interviews. if Big Brother set her up before the interview and they knew about it, she could have played her part very well. Do you understand what I mean? I'm not saying that she is, but she could be playing very well. That's exactly what I was thinking, is she's playing a part, and they are purposely not doing that in front of the cameras on the feeds because they know people are watching.
Yeah. What would be their advantage, though, like Big Brother, for not telling us and the fans not knowing?
Ratings?
Yeah, ratings. They want people to sit here
feed.
And guess. They want people to guess.
You know how much money they make? You know how much money they make on feeds? They make so much money on feeds. So I bet you anything, their feeds viewage, you know, that is, you know, people are buying the feeds more this season because they want to know who the saboteur is and they want to figure it out. Second of all, they're probably making more money because the ratings are going to go up sky high this season. I bet you Tonight's show was probably one of the best watched shows ever across the board. Because even though we know what was going on, we still needed to see secrets. There was so much tonight that was on that, you know,
I bet Thursday's show is going to be better than Wednesday's show, though, because that's when the saboteur is revealed.
Oh, yeah. That will definitely be, you know, huge ratings. But Wednesday will even be huge this year, I think.
Exactly. I like what Kat said. The BB producers had a plot theme for the whole season before they picked the house guest. The saboteur has to be picked before the interviews have to be said in person so that they can make up their own story. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's good thinking. I mean, because they have to know that they're going in as this character, and when they're interviewed by the press, they're not going to give that up. They're not going to say, hey, I'm not really playing the game. I'm just fake. You know, they're not going to say that. And two people that know each other are not going to go in saying, we know each other. You know what I mean? So,
you know, and there's one more thing. There's one other thing that I want on the top of that conversation, and then, Paul, I'll go jump to you. The thing was, now the saboteur probably is going to have to saboteur themselves at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's go back to the Kathy Brittany theory. Maybe one of those two are the saboteur. Is that why they put the X on themselves? Is because one of them is the saboteur?
That might be a good point, Ron. If I was the saboteur, that might be something I would do, is play a trick on myself so people would think that I wasn't it. You're right.
Yep, I thought about that too.
Patrick, got anything else? We got another caller.
Yeah, I just want to give my quick opinion on who I think the saboteur is and then talk about Annie real fast. I think the saboteur is Brendan, and here's why. Brendan is talking about the saboteur a lot in the live feeds and always trying to guess who it is and always trying to figure out other people's opinions on who they think it is. And also in this goes back to what I was talking about before. In his pre-interviews, he said that he's going to start his PhD, and I Googled it, and in UCLA, their PhD starts in late August, and he said that his family is really concerned about if he'll be able to make it, and he was like, no, trust me, I'll make it. Well, if he's a saboteur, he'll leave in 5 weeks and be back by August. So.
Well, not necessarily. Not if they make it to where he can win the money after the 5 weeks.
Yeah, but that, I'm following what you're saying. I did hear him say on the feeds, Brendan, that is, well, actually it was on tonight's show, that he was supposed to be starting in the fall. Now, he could have been just saying that to throw him off, but he has said to people, I think he said to Matt when he told him all about his background, he told Matt that he really didn't care about winning the money.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could take the $50,000 and walk. Maybe that's part of the deal. Maybe after that point, they'll ask them if they want to leave the game or if they want to continue playing and take a chance of losing their $50,000.
Yeah, who was the one that said if they got like $10,000, it would be a good day for them, and then, you know, they don't care if they win or not, lose. Who said that? Somebody said that in one of the I can't remember.
But you're in the hot dog
so
competition.
You know, one thing I thought about is Ronnie mentioned on the show about, you know, how every third season someone comes back. I really think that once the saboteur is, like, announced, they will leave the game, and that's when they'll bring someone that was voted out back to take his or her place.
Oh.
See, I don't think so. I think they'll get an option. I think they'll get an option if they make it to 5 weeks. I think maybe I don't think they'll bring anybody back. I think they'll get an option. That saboteur will get an option to continue playing the game, but lose their $50,000, and or they can leave the game. Something like that.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I'm with that, but I there's so many theories that are so.
I don't think they'll bring somebody back. I don't think they'll bring somebody back.
When was the last time they did that? When was the last time they actually did bring?
They brought someone back the first time, season 3. Then 3 seasons later, on season 6, they brought someone back. Then back on 9. So their habit has been every 3 seasons, they bring someone back.
See, I'm leaning towards that, too, because I was just going to say, they haven't brought someone back since season 9, and they haven't brought no one back. And, you know, I know this is just a joke, so you guys just laugh at this. But did you hear the feeds before the show started? Brittany was talking about cheese, and all I could think about was Amy. BB, is it BB3?
Three.
Yeah, cheese. the cheese, Amy and the cheese, love. I wonder if she likes wine, too. Hey, Patrick, I'm going to have to let you go. I do want you to do one quick thing, talk about Annie real quick, because I like Annie, even though she's going to be booted out this week.
Me too.
Tell me what do you think about Annie?
Well, I think she still has a chance. I don't think she's 100% booted out, because 4 days is a long time. She's already has Lane. Lane said he promised her a vote. And Reagan said that if he has 3 people that have for sure told her that they will vote to keep her, that he'll vote for her, too. So there's 4, potentially. So she's not totally out of it yet. And I just wanted to hear your opinions on it, like how she's playing the game and what her chances are in your guys' opinions.
Well, I know I saw... I know that I saw Lane actually go up to Hayden and tell him, hey, I promised Andy I'd vote her to stay, but I think it was Hayden. He's like, but I'm going to go with the house. I'm not going to isolate myself, but I just want to make her feel good while she's here.
Well, I like Annie. I think she started out wrong because she was and a few of these people have started out wrong playing the game too hard and too fast. And Annie's problem was that she was kind of like Ronnie, except not to me, not quite as bad as Ronnie. She's a little bit more likable to me than Ronnie. No offense to Ronnie, but anyway, but she was
Ronnie,
jumping around from group
to
group.
Of everyone who's on the panel or up here on the line, just to let you know, Ronnie, we love you, buddy.
But she was jumping around from group to group, and I think that's where her problem is, because they started with this paranoia about Andrew being the saboteur, then they kind of jumped to Annie, and so I think that's a whole part of this thing. But she kind of fed into that by jumping from group to group. So I think that's why they can't trust her, or why they see they can't trust her. But I still like her, you know?
Well, did
know.
You hear
okay.
her crying earlier, though, saying, I'm only going to get out of here with $750?
Right.
And so part of me was, she was mad because, well, I don't think she was that poor, but what if she was, and now that's why she's extra mad, because she's getting booted out first.
Okay, did anybody see when the feeds came back after the veto ceremony? I have not been able to go back and watch it, and everybody was saying she was totally going wacko after.
I saw that. And apparently she got into it with Brittany or something.
Because
Brittany had been wanting to confront her anyway.
Apparently
since yesterday.
Well,
okay. Now, here's my question, and the caller that I was going to hang up for Patrick jumped off the phone line. So if you guys are listening, call back in. I was about ready to pick you up. You're an unknown number. But here's my question for you, and Patrick, you can answer this too. Okay, Annie is up now for nomination, okay, first of all. And, okay, who would you like to saw gone? I mean, really, somebody has to leave this season. And I even tweeted this today. This might be I didn't tweet it. I actually told Frankie Mama,
you can say my name.
Yeah, I was just curious. I like Freaky Mama. I like that better. I was going to say, I told her that, you know, it seemed like the past people that have been voted out first are people that I just don't really care. I mean, Brayden, Whoopi, Brian, woohoo, Carol, don't even, is that, was her, that her name? And I don't remember All-Stars who got voted out first. But, I mean, the, you know.
Allison.
The past people. I mean, my point is that, you know, beyond All-Stars don't matter, but the past three, I really haven't cared. Annie seems to be a careable type person, and there's really no one else that can go. I mean, Kathy would have been my logical choice, but you got to keep Kathy around because she's a weak player. I mean, you keep the weak in there, you know.
I agree. I would love to see Kathy go first. Or I was really excited when Brendan was up because he was one of those people I was like, not as much I hate him, but he's just not someone that I can get behind. And I was like, okay, I don't care if he goes.
I would kind of like Rachel to go, but that's just me. I'm fine
you
with either
like
one
to
of
laugh.
Them. No, I just don't. No, I just, I want both of them. They're both irritating to me. And I don't know, they just both are. I don't like them so much. And if Annie goes, I don't care. If Rachel goes, I don't really care. As long as one of them goes.
Out of the two, I would, and it's not that I have anything against Rachel, but honestly, I would like to see Brendan play without Rachel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
Because she is honestly, to me, not like into the game. I don't know. There's something about her. It doesn't seem like she's into the game. Now, that doesn't mean I don't, you know. Like I said, there's nobody that I can say that I just really dislike right now. But out of Annie and Rachel, I would want Rachel to go. Just because I would like to. Annie's playing the game. Yeah, she's playing a little too hard and maybe should tone down a little bit. But Rachel is into the showmance thing. And I think Brendan would have a better shot if. To me, Brendan and Rachel kind of together are a little annoying. But if she left, then I think Brendan would maybe start playing the game. Yeah.
I got to see what the dude said.
Out of the show.
I like what the dude said in the chat room.
I do, too.
Paul, you want to read it? Because I just scrolled off of me.
Enzo will be bald by the end of the show. Mark my words.
That's funny.
I mean, that poor dude keeps running his hands through his hair, and there's no hair there to begin with. I mean, how much is he going to lose? Let's see the bald patch going through.
Well, see, I think it might be strategical on Rachel's end to be working on the showmance and not, like really on the game. Because when she first went up, she wasn't the target. Now Annie's the target. Like, she has no reason to be fighting. She's safe. So why risk saying something that's going to screw it up and turn people against her?
I want to know if Brandon is as fast as Ollie was. Is he a Minuteman too?
Mr. No Pants, Dave, the only one he likes so far is the cactus in the corner.
Yeah, I kind of like the magnets tonight. I didn't have to see the magnets up close on the feeds. Had we seen the bugs on the feeds? Did we know they were in there?
I didn't until I saw my show. I didn't even know. It just looked like a trash room.
Yeah, that
kind of
freaked me out. And sorry, West Coasters, but it's gross.
Did you see me tweet that I wish they would put those maggots in Brittany's bed just because, to me, she's a little irritating. I don't know what it is about her, but something just kind of, and again, it's not like I don't like her or anything. There's just something that doesn't click quite right with me and her.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I totally understand where Patrick is coming from. She is kind of, even though she irritates me, she certainly is good TV.
Right. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. It's just, But so that's why I tweeted that it would just be funny to me to put the maggots in her bed or something.
Yeah, maybe we should
not to eat her up or anything, but just to irritate her.
The saboteur needs to do that. That's the task for the saboteur.
Let everyone go send that
in the BB chat room. Thanks, guys.
What's that?
What?
I said I'm being called a lurker in the BB chat room. Thanks, guys.
I said all of us should go on the CBS website and all send in that recommendation to the saboteur.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany makes me think of all the past house guests that are female that, you know, kind of grew on me maybe later on down the road, but like in the beginning, I just couldn't stand them. Like, I mean, I don't know. She just, I mean, yeah. Somebody said Holly. You know, I think she's gonna if this brigade lasts, I think she's gonna be the Holly of the brigade.
Or the Diane.
Well, Diane didn't really destroy them, did they? Wasn't it more Holly? Because wasn't that why Jace?
Well, that's true. Yeah, with Jace, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jace is pissed
off. I'm just saying that in the aspect that she's not going to make it to the end.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe that's Rachel. Oh, no, wait, Rachel's with, he's not in the brigade. We'll gotta figure out. I don't know. I don't think the brigade's, I love how they said it, I think it was in the feeds last night, oh, we're going to be the first team to ever, you know, make it through the whole thing. We're solid. I'm like, yeah, right. I don't think so. And I'll put the Four Horsemen up against them any day. You know, sorry. I saw the squeeze with Ronnie. Just to let Ronnie know, Cowboy Drew did make it to the final two, and they both made money, and they both.
Right. That's what me and him kind of tweeted back and forth about that today, because he's like, ask the Four Horsemen how that worked out when only one of them, it only worked out for one. And I'm like, well, no, two of them got money at the end, and or you know.
Yeah.
So
I
he's like, well, ask Cowboy. I think Cowboy would disagree. And I said, no, Cowboy got $50,000. I think he'd rather have $50,000 than nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're right.
I still like the name of the Meow Meow Mafia more than the Brigade.
Meow Meow.
Going back to the
can I ask... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying
go ahead.
I think Annie is just going to be pissy all night, and she's going to get herself booted out if she's not careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's just. I want to see some drama. I'm ready for some drama.
Yeah, but she's
going to.
Well, there's a difference between drama and irritating and annoying.
Right.
That's where you got to kind of.
I want irritating and annoying. I want irritating and annoying.
If there's irritating
and annoying,
she gets voted out. That's the thing. If you're too annoying, they vote you out.
Don't
I don't want annoying for the voter out.
Rachel in the house.
You
Rachel's
want
to win it.
You know, guys, for a while I thought maybe Annie could be the saboteur, but she doesn't. If she was a saboteur, there's no way she would be acting and playing the game the way she's playing it.
You know, that's one thing that really annoys
me
about the people in the house is first they thought it was Andrew, then they thought it was Annie. And to me, those seem like the obvious answers. You think they're smart enough to realize CBS isn't going to put someone that is that loud and, you know, out there to be so obvious and get voted out early as the saboteur. They're going to pick someone quiet like Kristen or Lane
Matt.
Or someone like that.
Matt.
Right.
So hope she isn't the saboteur because I want her in for the whole season. I really like her.
Kristen, yeah, me too. I know me and Paul were sharing the Kristen love last night.
Oh.
And, you know, I know this means
hot in the bed.
I know this means absolutely nothing, but just in the spirit of not conspiracy, but paranoia or whatever you want to call it, if you go to the Big Brother page on the CBS website, I mean the main Big Brother page, and they have where they're on their little slideshow talking about the saboteur, and it has Matt there. Matt is the picture. When they talk about paranoia sets in as they try to figure out who the saboteur is, and it's Matt just kind of looking, you know, like sneaky and stuff. But I know that doesn't mean anything at all.
Looking,
I just throw that out there.
I have to say he is sneaky looking when you see him. He just sits there and looks from side to side and suggests stuff and lets people talk. And then he goes, uh-huh, see what I mean? And then he just keeps listening.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I believe one more person wants to call in real quick. And then I'm going to, the last couple minutes, I'm going to mute everyone. And we could go over a little bit. I know, Christina has to go to watch the show. But
so do you
guys are in the chat room ain't going to be able to hear it. And so does Zach. So I really don't want to go over, guys. But I had some announcements I have to do in a second. Okay, 781, you're on real quick.
Yeah, real quick, Ryan. What happens if they pick the saboteur? Like, say if it is Annie and Annie leaves, what happens? It's just a lucky guess. Does anyone get a reward or anything? I just wonder.
What do you mean?
Like, does
he asking
a reward
if they guess it's. Nah, I just think they kick him out of the house and She goes, bye bye.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good night, Ron.
No problem.
Bye,
I love
Anne
Marie.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's one of our characters. Let me do this. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to start with the people on the West Coast real quick in case we don't – because I got to do a couple announcements real quick. So just real quick. Zach, let's start with you. Your last thoughts of the night and everything?
I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens on tonight's show, and I got to go with Paul that Kristen's going to win the whole show.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you because I want to do some quick announcements, you know, and it'll be everything. So I'm going to keep you on just in case you're listening.
Okay.
And now I can't do it. Christina, let's go to
yes.
you next. Your last thoughts of the night?
My last thoughts of the night. Well, I agree with Deb. I think that if Rachel goes, we'll see Brendan play the game better, and I kind of like that possibility. So for me, either one of them leaving, Deb or Annie, is good. I think we'd see a better game if Rachel left. I don't know what her purpose in the game, other than looking pretty, but although she looks nasty in the morning, looking pretty is. I don't really think she has a gameplay other than dressing up and being booted. That's my thoughts on that. I do think there's a few that have a potential to go all the way, and we'll just wait and see. I don't really know exactly who the saboteur is yet. I don't have an opinion on that. That's my thought.
Okay. Okay. I got to quote something real quick. It said Jeremy just wrote that somebody just tweeted, Randy. Randy just tweeted that just sent out a tweet for Steven. You'll be seeing him real soon. So, that's what we kind of think. I don't know if Steven's just giving us, stuff. Maybe he has another porno, maybe. Paul, go to you.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
Okay. who else is on? Deb, go to you.
Well, it really doesn't matter. I really would like to see Annie stay, and it's nothing against Rachel at all. I just think Brendan would play better. Of course, he could end up hooking up with somebody else in the house. Who knows? But it'll be interesting to see. I'm ready to see who for sure the saboteur is, so people can stop throwing all these little scenarios and stuff out there, because it makes the fans just as paranoid as the house gets. it's fun to a point, but it's just like, okay, can we just kind of get on with it and start having fun with something else? So,
Patrick, do you have anything to say?
No, not really. Just like,
okay.
I'm rooting for Rachel, and I hope that Rachel stays this week, and that's about it.
And since my switchboard is down, I can't mute you guys. So, but anyways, you guys can stay on if we have time. I don't even know how long we got left.
You have 3 minutes.
I think about 2 minutes. 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just do some quick announcements. Tomorrow night, me and Michelle, 7 p.m. Don't know who's going to be on yet. We need to talk still. So come back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Michelle will be giving her take on the show tonight. She will be probably talking about the feeds. We'll probably get a guest. Usually we do get a guest on Monday nights. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Here.
7 p.m.
On Thursday, Cowboy and me do the round table with a bunch of people. Oh, the thing I really wanted to address is two things. One, if you haven't got your Jeff and Jordan Real Player raffle tickets tomorrow at 5 p.m., it's the last time to get them. There's still time to get them, but, they're over with. I will be drawing the winner tomorrow night during the live show. So go get them at theradrealityshow.com. Second of all, if you don't have your Real Player Pass yet, go to SuperPass. Go to my webpage for that. Check it out. Check out my show again this week. Thank you. We'll be bringing you each week different guests, different people. Let's all say goodbye because I wanted to get this over with within an hour and see if it's possible to be done. I don't think it is, but we have so much more to talk about. Tomorrow, come back. Guys, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hey, I can't play music. Normally I would play music on the send-off, but I can't play no music either because my switchboard is totally dead. So just come back tomorrow, and we'll tell you more stuff. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7.
Should we all count with Ron?
Go ahead. I don't care. Normally we go over and everything, but oh, just to let you guys know, the White Sox are in first place in the division. Ha, Minnesota!
Is it
Paul? I will not comment.
I just saw Ozzy. I was shocked to even hear that. Sorry. Sorry, that was a little dad jab, Paul.
Ouch.
And I'm not even a White Sox fan. Sorry, Paul.
No, you're not.
I haven't heard goodbye.
That's even crueler to do that to me.
I know.
It's funny, though.
I was shocked to... Goodbye.
Bye.
Is the show over with? Is the feed over with? Is
wait, let me listen on my headphones. Yeah, we're on dead air. There's no show.
Okay. Talk to you guys later. Go watch.
I can hang up on you.
Bye.
Bye.
Because I can't hang up on anybody.
I'm recording the feed.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.